advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Telephone number to be on the show is 866-444-3478. I'm going to go to the phones because I had some people holding while I was being so long-winded the first hour. And then we'll cover a few other things that I needed to cover for you. But whatever you want to talk about, landscape, gardening, compost, whatever, we're going to be covering several different subjects. And I've had some questions about my books, which are the ones that are the best for certain situations. And with gift-giving times on us, it might be a good time to do a quick review of the books, and I'll do that for you in just a minute. But first, Annette, Providence Village, is that right?
Yes, it is.
What can I do for you?
I covered up my plants during the freeze with the material that they said to cover it up with, and they are sago palms, and I wrapped a palm tree. Now, it's warming up, but then within 10 days, it's going to drop down to freezing again. Do I need to uncover those plants and then rewrap them, or can I leave the covers on plants?
Well, there's a couple of issues here that we need to talk about. Where is Providence Village?
That's near Aubrey, Texas.
Oh, okay. What did they, you said they recommended a specific thing to wrap these plants with. What is that material?
It's air goes through it. It's to cover up the plants during, okay. That's what was recommended.
Is it the light white spun material, the floating, what I call floating row cover, or is it burlap?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not burlap.
The lighter. Okay, the sago palm is covering it and then taking it off whenever it gets warmer and then putting it back on again is fine. Sago palm's kind of on the edge of hardiness, you know, throughout this zone here that we're in. And it will usually make it. If we have a hard freeze, which, you know, we're capable of having here in this part of the world, sago palms can be damaged pretty severely or even killed. So you are smart to have that material and cover it up. Now, when it's going to be really, really cold, and if you leave it on there, if it's floating row cover, if you leave it on there when it gets warm again, that's no big deal. That's one of the really nice things about the floating row cover is that, like you mentioned, it breathes. And so unlike plastic or some other things that some people cover plants with, that if you left them on, you'd create a greenhouse effect and burn the plant up when it gets warm again. Floating row cover, you could leave it on, but you might as well just take it off and enjoy the way the plant looks and put it back when you have another freeze coming. The palm tree is a whole different issue, and it really just depends on what the palm is. Do you know for sure specifically what the palm is that you have?
No, I don't.
Okay.
It has a broad leaf that has little hairy things that hangs down on the end, and it's a typical palm that would be in California.
Okay, when you look at the stems of these leaves, big leaves, are the stems smooth or do they have real sharp teeth?
I'm going to go take a look real quick.
Because, that makes a difference. And if they have sharp teeth, they're more susceptible, and one of them is much more hardy than the other one. Can you?
No, they're smooth.
They're smooth. Okay, that's good. And that's good because that means you have a native sable, S-A-B-A-L, sable palm, and you didn't need to wrap the trunk.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, that's one of our natives, and it's a tough one. The ones that are even tougher in this part of the world, and some people use them in other parts of the world too, the one called Japanese fan palm, and it's the one that has the little skinny, weeny-looking stem. It'll be smaller at the ground than it is up at the foliage. It's so hardy, it's incredible. It can take extremely low temperatures. Your sable is a really good one from that standpoint. You can
Well, it's got a big barrel-looking trunk on it.
Yeah, it's if it's got smooth stems, it's the sable.
Yeah.
Look at my website. Look at dirtdoctor.com and make sure, just double-check. You can see what it looks like if you go into the library and just go to sable palm. There's a dwarf sable that's called sable minor also that grows just out of the ground. It doesn't even have a trunk, and it's tough as a boot also.
Wow.
So whoever told you that you needed to wrap it, they gave you some pretty weak advice because they are very, very hardy.
One of the things I was asking is I'm leaving, and I won't be back during that freeze time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm leaving before, and then it hits right when I'm going to be gone. That's why I was wondering if I could leave the wraps on the plant.
Yeah, if it's floating row cover, like you're saying that it is, you absolutely can leave it on there. It lets light in, it lets air in, and functions great. It's just that on the palm, you didn't need to do it. So since it's there, go ahead and leave it, especially since you're leaving town, and it'll be fine while you're gone.
Well, that sounds great.
Okay.
And I can go on your website and see the other palms because I want to be planting some.
Yeah.
I would like them to be native.
Well, some of the natives are great, like the sable, but also some of the introduced ones are even tougher, believe it or not. There's one called needle pine, for example, that's not native here. That is as durable as any plant that you can put in the ground. It lived in Dallas through the 1983-84 freezes that killed live oak trees in a lot of places.
Oh my God.
Remember how severe it was? Well, it didn't even hurt that palm at all.
That's called needle palm?
Needle palm. It's more of a bushy plant, but it's a beautiful dark green. It's a great plant. We've got an entry in the library that covers cold hardy palms, and I list them all and give the explanation about them and everything right in the library. That's where everything is listed alphabetically.
Well, that sounds great.
Okay.
I sure appreciate your program.
Appreciate
it's
the call.
It's been a big help to me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's it's a helpful little thing that we did, and we continue to add to it. There are some very, very hardy palms that can grow in areas far north of the Dallas-Fort Worth area where I am. But you can take a look at that, and it'll give you some ideas about how far north you can get away with planting them. Probably the two hardiest ones of the bunch, Japanese fan palm and the needle palm, but there's a bunch of others that do. Pendo palm does very well. Mediterranean palm does well, hardiness-wise, and then there are several others. 866-444-3478. Here's Al in North Dallas. Hello, Al.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett. Listen, I got a little cat that, you know, he's just kind of a mutt cat.
Okay.
He was a feral cat that I kind of made friends with that adopted me. But before I got him, I was trying to adopt a purebred cat. I was kind of attracted to the Russian Blues.
Mm-hmm.
And I found one at a animal clinic that they're, you know, they kind of rescued and they've got them
right.
In real good shape. And I'm on the list to adopt him. But my friend Lily told me, well, you shouldn't adopt that poor kitten because your house is full of fleas from that other cat you got. And so I need to figure out what is the best means to deflea the whole apartment, including the eggs, Mr. Garrett. I got to get the eggs killed too.
Well, a couple of tips for you here, Al, that'll help you with the house and the little kitty. For the house, you need to go into one of the garden centers or hardware stores, feed stores and that sell organic products and get some orange oil. It'll say on the label, the active ingredient will say D-limonene. That's the active ingredient of natural orange oil. And you,
yeah, I've been using that to make my own flea shampoo for the cat, but, you know, they just come right back after a few days.
Well, you need to be careful using that on the cats because some cats, orange oil can burn their skin. So be real careful with that idea. What'll work better is to use it as a cleaner and just clean the house, you know, from top to bottom with a mixture of orange oil and water. And if you mix it at about, in that case, you can go 2 to 3 ounces per gallon, maybe even stronger than that if it's not going on the cat. And just clean the floors, clean the baseboards, clean everything really well. You can spray That will kill the fleas and repel the fleas as well as anything you can use inside. Other things that you can use are borate products, which the veterinarians will have, that can be dusted around. That's a dry product, and they'll help you with that. But the other thing you need to do is put out beneficial nematodes outside around the house. The beneficial nematodes will knock them out there, and they may be there. They probably are. And then the final thing is talk to your vet and talk about a product called Comfortis, which is real good for fleas, especially on kitty cats. Let me put you on hold. If you had something else, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back.
Xylo bags are the newest and best development in compostable multi-use bags. Rather than food sources like corn, Xylo bags are made using lignin, a byproduct from paper mills, so no additional trees or other crops are harvested to produce Xylo bags. Ask for Xylo bags in your grocery store, hardware store, or wherever you buy bags. Available online at Amazon. For more information, go to xylobags.com. Xylo bags, the best compostable bags available.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty. Telephone number to be here is 866-444-3478. I had a tip for you about the greenhouse, and I should have looked at the actual heater to get the brand name for you, and I forgot to do it. But I bought a little heater kind of on the spur of the moment the other day. We had to use some of the space heaters that we had in the greenhouse in a rent property where the heat had gone off. And so I ran down to Target. There's a Target store down the street from my house. And I went down there, and there was another lady shopping for some heaters there. I thought, well, with all this cold weather, this was before it hit, they may not have any heaters left in the store, but they had a bunch of them, and she was looking at different ones. And we both bought the same one. It was about $30. It wasn't expensive, about a $30 heater that had an automatic setting on it that I really like. It's got a thermostat, and it's real simple to control. You just go up or down buttons. And when you go down to 65, if you go down just a little bit lower than 65, it goes to 40, and it's called the frost setting. And in a greenhouse situation, it really works well because it doesn't run unless it's getting down, you know, below that 40 degrees. And in my situation, it keeps the temperature up around 48, almost 50, 47, 48, and just kind of automatically comes off and on. So I'll try to remember next week, get the brand name, but this one was at the Target store. And it's just a terrific little plant for making sure you keep that temperature, you know, not waste electricity, but keep the temperature warm enough to where the plants will be fine. You don't have to keep the greenhouse 65 or 70 degrees. That's just a waste of money. Just keep it up in the 40s. 50 for sure is plenty warm enough, and all your tropicals and everything else will do very, very well. Well, let's talk about books for a minute, and then we'll go back to the phones. We've got people coming in. I'll get right back as soon as I can, but let me go through a few of the books, and then I'll do a few more of them later. As I mentioned, the first book that I ever did was Plants of the Metroplex. We did that a long time ago, and it has gone through probably 12 iterations. For a long time, every time we did it, we updated it to a degree. I probably, the next time it's redone, need to do it again. I haven't done it in a while. But we've had photographs of Judy and Logan and me in the book for several years now. Originally, Trent Humphreys was my partner, the photographer on the book. The original book was my partner, and it was the two of us, especially me, looking like a real dandy in the book. And then we started putting our pictures in there, and you can kind of tell the transition through the pardon me? She's asking me what's a dandy. Look at the picture in the book. You see what a dandy is. But anyway, Plants of the Metroplex has evolved into being, I don't know, the longest selling book that we've had. And it's not just for the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Bob Webster and San Antonio and people in a lot of other areas. It's about as basic as you can get. There's photographs of the plants and then whether the plants need sun or shade and what the basic maintenance issues are, what the pests are, and that sort of thing. With trees, there's two photographs of every plant, a close-up and an overall, and then the other plant, there's just one photograph. But it's been around forever. It just keeps selling. It's kind of interesting. The other one, Landscape Design Texas Style, was the second book that I did. Like I mentioned, it was a book that I did before. Both of these books were done before I was on the radio, before I had a column. And Landscape Design Texas Style is the only book that didn't continue to be in print for, but the one, well, I guess they did two printings. They actually printed it a second time and changed the cover. Stanley Marcus wrote the forward for me, which was kind of cool, and it covered my design concepts, and it covered a lot of specific projects that we had designed and had installed, and it talked about plants that were the basic plants that I used primarily in Texas. Back in those days, we wrote books just for Texas, thinking that was a good idea. And we had to do it in some cases because doing it for the whole country, you know, would have been a book 10 times bigger. The only way you can buy that book today, and you can still get it. You can get it at half-price books. Usually I go in there and see some that are in relatively good shape and run into some brand-new-looking ones from time to time. So check that and other used book places, and you can find that. And then after help a couple of people, I'll come back and talk about some of the rest of the books. The rest of the books happened after we did have the radio presence and are still around in some capacity in the bookstores, although there aren't very many bookstores out there anymore, but we'll cover that in just a little bit. Right now, Richard in Dallas next up. Hello, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
What's up?
Hey, I appreciate your discussion on the palm trees.
You bet.
You left an important tip out you gave me once.
Okay.
In the spring, after the cold, if you've got a fungus problem or you had a bunch of ice, you know, settle into the crown,
mm-hmm.
It's to use the hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, it's a great tool. When I do my pest control lectures, insects and disease, I get into all the uses for hydrogen peroxide, and it's pretty incredible. You know, not only is it good to use a generic product, but the commercial product now, BioSafe, has products that are labeled and EPA registered and all that. You know, a great line of products.
Well, it worked great for me. And
tell you what, Richard, can you hold on a minute? I didn't time that very well. Let's talk about what else you had when I come back. Howard Garrett, back after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Okay, the birds beat me back. Let's see if Richard is still with us and what else he had. Richard, you still there?
Yeah, I got a little battery left. On those palm trees, it's not important to wrap the trunk, but you can take some towels and like shred them long ways and just tuck them in the crown. And then after the ice forms and it gets warm, you can just carefully take those towels loose and that ice will come out with it. And so you don't have to run the risk of all that snow and ice just settling down in the crown itself. And it'll, you know, protect your lizards that live in there and all kind of other natural things.
That's a little more trouble than you need on with some of those really hardy ones. But the ones that are marginal, like the Washingtonia and some of the others, that's probably a good idea, a good way to go.
Yeah, and tell your listeners the Washingtonia Robusto is no good. It won't make it. But the Washingtonian Filifera is just great.
Filifera is the one you want. It is much better. They look almost identical, so you got to be careful.
Can't tell them apart.
It.
Yeah. Right. You just got to trust what the grower put on the,
right.
on the label pretty much.
Well, Richard, that's good tips. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Howard. Have a good day.
Talk to you later. Thanks. And it's Pat's turn, and by the way, the number is 866-444-3478. Hello, Pat.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's up?
I would like to contribute some information that I've learned over the years about the best way to get rid of fleas. And this way, the animal is not exposed to any dangerous toxic chemicals or anything. What it is there, you comb the cat and you use a very fine tooth comb that's got curved teeth, not the straight teeth, but curved ones.
Curved teeth. I don't know. I guess I have a dog brush that has curved metal teeth.
The curved flea combs, there was one place I found them, that was at Petland at Preston Forest. What you do is comb the fleas out of the cat, and then you toss them or let them go a few inches away from this electric device that's available at Home Depot. What it is, it has a little bulb in the top that creates warmth, and it has a glue disc a few inches below that, and the fleas are attracted to the warmth, especially at night, and then they get stuck in the glue. And you have several discs that come in the kit so that you discard those and then buy replacement discs. It is neat. It is safe. It's the best thing I've ever discovered, and I've tried everything.
Well, a couple of things I haven't seen. I have curved metal teeth on brushes. I've never seen a comb with curved teeth, so I have to look into that. We don't have cats, but
okay,
I need to know about it.
I have shopped at several stores over the years, and there's only one place that carries the comb that I think is really worth having. Those flat teeth or straight teeth or fleas do not catch and pick up the flea like the curved teeth do.
Okay.
And these are very fine teeth. They're very close together, and they really can get in there. And if the cat does not think it likes being combed, just do it a little bit. Give it a treat. And it'll soon just come to love being combed.
Okay, well, that's a good tip. The only thing I would add to that is, looks like that device sounds kind of cool to try, but you could also just dip it in soapy water and kill them too.
I think you'll find better results with this little device, and I wish I had the name of it with me, but it's not more than $30, and that's a lifetime investment.
Well, when you find it, send us an email, and we'll pass on the information. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com.
I'll do that.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, call us again. That's good stuff. And open line for you now at 866-444-3478. Continuing the conversation on my books, some of the books that I've done, there's about 15 of them total, are going to be a little hard to find. I'm just going to cover the ones that will be the easiest to find here for you. The next one to talk about would be the Texas Bug Book. And because of the fact that I've changed my lectures to be primarily about pest control, and I talk about the beneficial insects and the pests, and the fact that there's in most categories – there are insects that look almost identical that are on both sides, and we've really gotten a lot of interest in that approach. We cover that in the bug book as well, although I don't categorize them in the bug book like I do in my talks. In the bug book, all the insects are just in alphabetical order. And so they're pretty easy to find, and it covers beneficial insects and how to use them and all that, as well as the pests and what, you know, we recommend. Now, when Malcolm and I did that book, we did a major revision of it one time, and it's got fairly state-of-the-art recommendations for the pest control. The basic information about the insects has remained good, but some of the techniques that we use have gotten better through the years. And so if you have the Texas Bug Book, a lot of times it's a good idea to see what we say about the control recommendations there, and then go to dirtdoctor.com and look up the same insect, because we've added, it's easier to update it than it is to update the book. So that is just a tip for you there. But the Texas Bug Book, and it's a bad name because really it's good coast to coast and border to border. The timing of things is about the only thing that will change a little bit, plus the fact up in the Northeast, there are some introduced species like the emerald ash borer and things like that that we, you know, don't have in the South and we didn't put in the book, but we're adding things like that on a continuing basis to DirtDoctor.com. The next book is what we've affectionately called the big book, and it is big. It's a big hardback book. It's called Texas Gardening the Natural Way, and we tell everybody that it is basically a compilation of all my books put together. It covers plants. It covers insects. It covers tree planting, has pretty much the latest tree planting detail that we recommend, although the latest one is in the brand new book that we just did with Mother Earth News, the organic manual. But the Texas Gardening the Natural Way, the big book, we kid around that, you know, if you don't like it, it makes a good doorstop because it is a big book. It's a big hardback book, and it's still available out there for you. It's in a, it's got a different look. University of Texas Press put a change the look. It's still got the flower cartoon of me riding a bull that's made out of plants, but the color is a light blue now instead of the orange and green color that it used to be. So both of them are about the same. They didn't change very much inside the book. We gave them a bunch of stuff to change, but they didn't change very much at all other than the cover and some of the basic information on the products. What we recommend and don't recommend has been updated back in the back of the book. And by the way, the one of the websites that I don't probably mention enough is TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. That's our nonprofit, the nonprofit that is involved with the Natural Organic Certification course. But it also has a website, and in that website is where you find a concentration of all the research and data on the things that we recommend and don't recommend. For example, just a huge information about how dangerous Roundup glyphosate is. And there was just a new document presented to the world a week or so ago. There's been the latest thing we put on there, and it's really good. It's from the Pesticide Action Network, I think, is who put it together, maybe, or somebody similar to that. And what they've done is they've put all of the documentation, all of the research that's out there about Roundup together into one long document. It's about 70 pages long, and it's footnoted. It's got all the references. It's a really great document. I put it on Facebook, and I put it out. We might ought to do a newsletter about it, too, because probably the most important thing that I tell people about today as far as stopping, and that is the use of Roundup. It's the one that there are some more toxic, you know, quickly toxic things that can make you drop dead if you inhaled some of it or got a lot of it on your skin or were around too much of it. Roundup does it more insidiously. It does it slowly over a period of time, and it wrecks the gut. It wrecks the bacteria in the gut of bacteria in the soil, the bacteria in wildlife, in livestock, in pets, and in you and me. And they've done a really good job of putting it all together. We had a lot of that already on the website, but now it's there even stronger. So check all that out. And we'll cover a few more books in just a bit. Right now, we're going to go to Princeton, Texas, and talk to Cordella. Hi, Cordella.
Yes, sir?
Yes. What can I do for you?
I have a small peach seed that has sprouted, and we planted it in the ground.
Okay.
And my sister-in-law, it's already came up. It's got a bunch of green leaves. It's about 2 inches tall, and she said to put a pickle jar on top to keep it from freezing and let it work like a terrarium. I've never tried to do a terrarium. I don't know to keep watering it, move the lid. What do I do?
Well, you're going to fry it if you leave it on there all the time. You're going to create a situation where if it gets full sun on it and a warm day, it'll just bake it. So you need to be careful with that idea. It'd be better to use this material that I keep talking about called floating row cover and just cover it up, or with a bunch of loose leaves if it gets if we get some really cold weather. And you can move it if it's in a container, which I assume it is, back into the house during the real cold.
It's not. It's out in the ground.
It's in the ground? Okay, well, that's good. That's better.
Yes.
Just cover it with a lot of loose leaves or floating row cover if we have severely cold dropping weather. Other than that, it's going to be fine and keep growing for you and take off next spring. Now, the only negative about it is it might grow really well and not have very good peaches, because growing a peach from a seed like that, you don't know what the parents are. And you may have good production, you may not.
Okay.
But that's all you need to do. I appreciate the call. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back, 866-444-3478. Got a few more of my books to cover. We'll work that in a minute. Right now, let's talk to Dave in Dallas. Hi, Dave.
How you doing, Howard?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, we've got an area in our backyard. We've got four large American elm trees, and we've got a large fig tree, so we've got a great area of bare ground. It's certainly covered in leaves right now. In the past, pick them up and shred them. Should I just leave the leaves there?
Yeah, you can just shred them right into the turf, into the...
Well, there's no turf.
Well, you don't have anything but ground cover now and shrub beds and things?
Yeah. My question is, do I need to, mow them over or just leave them as they are?
Well, you can leave them in the beds and not do anything except for one... caveat, and that is if they get so thick they cover up certain smaller plants, and shade them out and kill them. You don't want to let that happen. But if they're on the ground around larger plants, you don't need to shred them. If you do have smaller plants that you're worried about covering up, just put the leaves on the driveway, mow them with a mower, and shred them into smaller, particles and put them back in the bed. That's what we do.
How about as far as the leaves that are on the bare ground?
Bare ground, that's fine. Just leave them that way. Some people will say that creates a problem. If that created a problem, the forest would be in real trouble, wouldn't they?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Great.
The only issue is if they're covering some small plants completely. You don't want to do that.
Great.
Other than that, they're great to stay right there, full leaves, just like they fell off the tree.
Great. Okay. Appreciate it, Howard.
Appreciate the call.
All right,
bye-bye. Yeah, we were doing that yesterday. We're down to very small turf in the backyard, so a little bit of it gets ground in there, and then the rest of it gets mowed in the driveway and goes into beds and or the big compost pile in the back. Telephone number, 866-444-3478. Here's Audrey, Rowlett, Texas. Hi, Audrey.
Hi there.
What's going on?
I had to call in. I was listening to the radio show this morning, and
I want to call in with a very low or no cost flea killer.
Okay, great.
Very safe. My dad came up with this after a cat adopted him. He was not a cat person, but this little kitten showed up and filled the house full of fleas very quickly.
Okay.
So, and they were on the porch where the dogs were. We never had fleas before that. So, anyway, his solution was to, again, you mentioned this, and I laughed because it was so similar. He hangs a light. He would do it like over the back of a chair in the living room or, you know, out on the porch. And he would get a pan that was about maybe an inch and a half tall, kind of a, you know, any kind of pan would work. Anything
right,
that's
sure.
just a little bit tall. And he would make a solution of dishwashing detergent, a little oil, and he would pour it in the pan and fill it with water, kind of stir it up, turn the light on, go to bed. Next morning, all the fleas in that room were gone.
You know, that's...
They jump to the light.
Right.
They fall in the water. They can't get out. You don't fill it all the way up. They can't jump out, and they drown.
Well, I've heard that that works from other people before, too. I've tried it, and I didn't kill one flea. And I don't know why I did it out in the greenhouse, you know, the greenhouse dog run area, and we had some fleas. This was several years ago, bothering the dogs a little bit. And so I don't know if I did it wrong or what the difference was, but yeah, I've had other people tell me that that same technique works, and it's just certainly a low cost, easy thing to try. But for whatever reason, I didn't do it very well because I didn't kill any fleas with the idea at all.
Yeah, and I don't know what the proportion was that he used. It was just a whole mixture that he made up of.
He puts dishwashing soap and some kind of a oil, like a...
Just a vegetable oil.
Vegetable
oil, just whatever was in the house, you know, liquid oil. He'd put a couple of tablespoons in that, and it would make the water even more slick, but it would also put a little film over it so that...
Yeah.
They would basically, once they got below that, they would drown.
Well, for the people that were having troubles or are having troubles with fleas, it'd be worth trying because it's very simple and low cost to do. Malcolm Beck used to recommend a similar thing. In fact, we have it in the Texas, a photograph of it in the Texas Bug Book. And that is, he would set up a similar situation with a bucket. He'd use a galvanized bucket and put a light over the top of it. And he would catch June bugs and prevent grubs in the soil. Of course, he did this outside, and he had great luck doing a very similar kind of thing.
Well, now that would be good because the grub worms keep eating all of my bulbs.
He caught them by the hundreds. I mean, it really did work. We've got the shot in the Texas Bug Book. But
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, check it out. Thanks for the tip. I really appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Go organic.
Okay, go organic is right. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. We have a third hour. Some radio stations play it, some don't. It varies all over the United States as to how many hours and when they run it and all that kind of thing. Be assured that we're always on 8 to 11 Dallas time, and it's streamed live on dirtdoctor.com. We've had people calling on the listening to the app. The Dirt Doctor app is another way. You can also listen anytime during the week to the podcast of the shows that have already run. We're delighted that you're there and look forward to talking to you next hour, 866, whether you get the show or not, 444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.